我想弟兄姊妹都晓得，圣经66卷书里面最早被记下来的应该是约伯记。
And I think brothers and sisters might know that the first book that is being recorded in the Bible is the book of Job.
约伯记给我们许多很特别的启示。
There's a lot of revelation in the book of Job.
有一点给我们看的，让我们很觉得很特别的地方。
There's something very special, extraordinary that we saw from this book.
他讲到有一个人在地上，在当时的地上是个完全的。
It speaks of a man who was a perfect man on earth.
他敬畏神。
He fears God.
但在很短的时间之内，他失去了他的家人。
And yet, in a very short period of time, he lost his entire family.
他失去了他的财产。
He lost all his possessions.
他也失去了他的健康。
And he lost his health.
这不仅他自己不明白为什么。
Not only that he himself could not understand why.
连他的妻子、他的朋友也不知道发生了什么事。
And even his wife and his friends could not understand what was happening.
当我们在读那一卷书的时候，我们就发现，原来不仅仅有一个我们看得见的这个物质的世界存在。
So therefore, from this book, we saw that not only there is a material world.
而且呢，在这背后有个看不见的世界。是一个属灵的世界存在。
And yet behind that, there is an invisible world, the spiritual world.
这个看得见的世界所发生的一切事情，背后是有原因的。
So in this world that's visible, everything that happens in it, there is a reason.
它是受那个看不见的那个属灵的世界在支配管制的。
It's being controlled by the invisible world that's around us.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们不明白这两个世界同时的存在，我们就会被许多发生的事情所困扰。
And if we cannot understand the coexistence of these two worlds, then we will be bothered by a lot of things that happens to us.
如果我们只知道这看得见的世界所发生的事情，那很多时候会误导我们的思想。
If we can only see things in the visible world, then it will mislead us in our lives.
因为这个看得见的世界是非常的肤浅、表面。而且充满了虚假。
Because this world that's visible is very superficial and is full of falsehood.
但是如果我们知道这看不见的这个属灵的世界，它支配这一切的时候呢，慢慢我们就明白一切事情它的发生、它的原因、它的结果。
However, we see that the invisible world, the spiritual world, is the one that's in control of all things. Then we can see that what's happening, and we can see the results of everything also.
在看不见的世界里面，我们知道有个仇敌，他是专门做破坏的工作。
There is an enemy in this invisible world that is doing the work of destruction.
但我们也感谢主，在这看不见的世界的背后呢，主在那里掌权。
But we also see that the Lord is the one who is in control of this invisible world.
而且这一切发生的事情呢，都在他的掌控之下。
And all these things that are happening are actually in his control.
万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
All things work together for good for those who love Him.
神在我们身上有特别的旨意。
God has His purpose in our lives.
所以就越发觉得，如果我们能够对那看不见的世界、那个属灵的世界有透彻的认识的话呢，对我们一生来走路来讲是非常有帮助的。
So if we have a thorough understanding of this invisible world, then it would be very helpful for our life here.
所以我们来看几处的圣经。首先我们来看马太福音第六章。
Let's read a few passages from the Bible. We'll read Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章22节、23节。
Matthew 6:22-23.
眼睛就是身上的灯。你的眼睛若嘹亮，全身就光明。
The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light.
这里讲到眼睛如果嘹亮，在原文呢，它是指的专一、单一的。
When we talk about the eye being good in the original language, it means that it's a single eye.
然后他说，你的眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗。 你里头的光若黑暗，那黑暗是何等大呢？
But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness?
这里讲到眼睛昏花，就是在原文它是讲它这个眼睛是邪恶的 ，wicked。
If you look at the eye being bad in the original translation, it talks about the eye being wicked.
然后他说到你里头的光若黑暗，那黑暗是何等的大。
If your mind is full of darkness, how great is that darkness?
所以这里面讲到一个光，是我们里面在身体里面的光，跟外面的光是不同的。
So here talks of a light that's within us. It's different from the light that's on the outside.
所以外面的眼睛，外面的光呢，可以让我们看见这个外面物质的世界。
So the light that's outside of us allows us to see the material world.
但是呢，在我们里面有个光呢，如果这个光是黑暗的，那黑暗是非常的大。
And yet, if there's a light in us, if this light in us is darkness, how great is this darkness?
换句话说，如果我们里面的光是暗的，我们就没有办法明白那看不见的世界，那这个损失是大的。
So if the light in us is dim, then we would not be able to see and understand this invisible world, and what a loss that is.
然后我们再来看以弗所书第一章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章十八节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 18。
并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
The eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
这里讲到我们如果要明白属灵的事物啊，我们心中的眼睛必须被照明。
In order to understand spiritual things, the eyes of our heart must be enlightened.
换句话说，我们不但有一个外面的眼睛，我们还有一个心中的眼睛。
So not only that we have physical eyes, but we have eyes in our heart.
如果我们心中的眼睛没有被照明的话呢，我们就不明白那个属灵的世界。
But if the eyes of our heart are not being enlightened, we would not be able to understand the spiritual world.
所以你看见在有一个里面的光，有一个里面的眼睛。
So we see an inner light and an inner eye.
然后我们再来看第三处圣经是在哥林多后书，哥林多后书。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
哥林多后书第四章第四节。
Verse 4.
此等不信之人被这世界的神弄瞎了心眼，不叫基督荣耀福音的光照着他们，基督本是神的像。
Whose mind the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them.
这里讲到不信的人，他们里面的眼睛或者他们的心思呢，是被世界的神弄瞎了。
So here it told us that those who do not believe is because their mind, the God of this age, has blinded.
所以对于所有不信的人，因为他们里面的那个心思是被弄瞎了的缘故呢，所以他们所看见的只是外面这个物质可见的世界。
Therefore, for those who do not believe, because their minds are being blinded.They all they can see is the material world.
所以他们不明白那个属灵看不见的世界。
So they cannot understand the spiritual world which is invisible.
所以他们走的路所下的判断呢，都是错误的。
So therefore the path that they take and the decisions that they make are incorrect.
第六节。
Verse 6.
那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神，已经照在我们心里。叫我们得知神荣耀的光是显在耶稣基督的面上。
Verse 6, for it is the God who commanded lights to shine out of darkness, who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
正讲到我们从前还没有信主的时候，我们的眼睛，我们的心思是被世界的神弄瞎了眼，但是当我们信主以后呢，神荣耀的光已经照在我们的心上。
before we believe in the Lord, our mind has been blinded. And yet when we believe in the Lord, there's that light, the light of the Lord shine into us.
所以我们现在因着被照明的缘故呢，我们就知道神荣耀的光是显在耶稣基督的面上。
So therefore, because the light has shined into our heart, so that we can see that the light of the knowledge of the glory of God is in the face of Jesus Christ.
所以今天我们知道我们的心眼已经被打开。
So today we know that the eyes of our heart have been opened.
而且呢，如果我们要继续保持这个看得见的这个光景呢，那我们的眼睛要一直盯在我们的主身上。
And in order to keep this condition, to be able to see continuously, our eyes must be fixed on the Lord Jesus.
因为神荣耀的光是显在耶稣基督的面上。
Because the glory of God is in the face of Jesus Christ.
好，最后我们再来看一处圣经，是旧约的雅歌。歌中之歌雅歌。
Lastly, let's take a look at the Song of Songs in the Old Testament.
第一章的第十五节。
Chapter 1, verse 15.
我的佳偶，你甚美丽，你甚美丽，你的眼好像鸽子眼。
Behold, you are fair, my love. Behold, you are fair. You have dove's eyes.
我们知道雅歌这卷书是讲到基督徒一生跟主的一个联合的经历。
We know that the Song of Songs speaks of the experience of a Christian living a life of union with our Lord.
他最早被主称赞的特点在哪里？就是在他的眼睛。
The first thing that the Lord commended on was the eyes.
他的眼像鸽子眼。
Because the eyes was like dove's eyes.
换句话说，他的眼睛是单一的，而且单单是向着主的。
So in another words, these eyes are single. They are only for the Lord.
所以呢，当他的眼睛是专在主的身上呢，他这一条属灵的道路就走得直。
So if his eyes is completely on the Lord, fixed on the Lord, then the spiritual path will be straight.
很多时候我们在属灵的路上在走弯路。就是因为我的眼睛没有像鸽子眼盯在主的身上。
Oftentimes, as we walk in this spiritual path, our way is crooked because our eyes are not fixed on the Lord.
因为神荣耀的光呢，是显在耶稣基督的面上。
Because the glory of the light of the Lord is shown on the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们知道，当保罗在还没有认识主之前，他在当时的世界是很有前途的。
We know that Paul, before he met the Lord.He was full of he has a bright future in this world.
特别是在当时的宗教世界，就是希伯来的世界。
Especially in the religious world in those days.
他有很良好的出身，因为他是希伯来人所生的希伯来人。
Because he was born as the Hebrew of Hebrews.
而且呢，就律法来讲，他是法利赛人。
And according to the law, he was a Pharisee.
因为法利赛人是专门来。想办法来遵守神的律法的。
And Pharisees are those who try all the ways to keep the law of God.
而且就律法的义来说呢，他是无可指责。
And according to the righteousness of the law, he is blameless.
他比当时同年级同岁的人呢更有长进。
And back in those days, people who were his age, he was way above them.
而且他当时是在最伟大的那个圣经教师加马列的门下受教。
And he was taught under the great teacher Gamaliel.
他在那里服侍神。
He was serving God.
但他不认识神。
And yet he did not know God.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天如果我们不认识神的话呢，我们也许有最好的知识、最好的教育呢，我们所能够看见的都是那个表面的那个世界，我们不认识那真正看不见的那个世界。
So today, if we only know of God, then we would not be able to see the invisible world. All we can see is this physical world.
所以一直等到他在大马士的路上被那个大的光给击倒以后
，until he was struck on the way of Damascus by the lights.
他外面的眼睛暂时是瞎了
，his physical eyes was blind.
但他里面的眼睛就开了
And yet his inner eyes were open.
所以他才发觉原来他从前那个心里面的光景是这样的黑暗。
Then he realized that his original state was full of darkness.
是被那个世界的神是弄瞎了眼睛。
It was blinded by the God of this age.
他以为在服侍神，实际上呢是瞎子领瞎子。
He thought he was serving God, but in fact he was the blind leading the blind.
是感谢主那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神呢，照在他的心里。
Thank the Lord, the God who shined the light in our hearts shone upon him.
现在他看清楚了，原来神荣耀的光呢，是显在耶稣基督的面上。
So now he was able to see clearly that this light was shown on the face of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以从此，这个世界他看清楚了。
So therefore, from that day on, he was able to see the world.
他能够放掉这一切这个看得见世界的东西，来追求那看不见的世界。
And he was able to let go of everything that is of this physical world to pursue after the invisible world.
我们知道，我们信主以后呢，我们里面的眼睛都开了。
We know that after we believe in the Lord, that our inner eyes are open.
但是马太福音告诉我们呢，就如果我们的眼睛不单一。
The Matthew told us that if our eyes are not single,
那在主来看，这是邪恶的，这是昏暗的。
According to the Lord, this is wickedness. This is, you cannot see clearly.
所以，如果我们的眼睛，即使我们信主以后，我们的眼睛又看神，又看马门。
So after we see, if our eyes look at God and also look at men,
这样我们就看不清楚。
Then we will not be able to see clearly.
如果我们专一的只看主的话，那我们的路我们就光明的。
But we only fix our eyes on the Lord, then our path is bright.
所以，如果我们又爱主又爱这个世界
，If we love the Lord and we also love the world.
如果我们又爱主又体贴肉体
，If we love the Lord and yet we also follow our flesh.
所以，我们的眼睛就不能专一。
Then our eyes would not be single.
所以虽然有一个看不见的世界，那个事实存在，但我们却不认识它。
So although there is an invisible world, and yet we would not be able to see it.
就好像我们用相机来照这个看得见的世界。
It's like taking a picture of this physical world with a camera.
如果我们的焦点没有对准的话呢，那个图案是模糊的。
If it is not being focused.Then the picture that you take is going to be blurry.
这样你就看不清楚。
You would not be able to see clearly.
这也是为什么呢？在我们周遭所发生的很多事情，我们不能够正确的来解读。
That's why we cannot explain a lot of things that happen around us.
但如果焦点是对准的话呢，那图片非常的清楚。
But if the focus is right, then the picture is very clear.
所以主说，如果我们的眼睛是好像鸽子眼一直盯在他的身上的时候呢，你会发觉呢，这个世界就很清楚了。
But if we have dark eyes that fixed on the Lord Jesus, then this world will become clear to us.
这就是为什么你知道老底嘉的教会所发生的问题所在。
So this is the problem of the Church of the Laodicea.
我们知道在末后的世代。大部分教会的光景呢，就是像老底嘉的光景。
And we know that in the last days, most of the church's condition is like the one of Laodicea.
从外面来看呢，他们富足了，他们发财了，他们一样都不缺。
On the outside, they are rich, they are wealthy, they are in lack of nothing.
但主说他们其实是困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、痴神。
And yet the Lord says that they are poor, wretched, wicked and blind, naked and blind.
所以呢，主叫他们花代价来买眼药膏，让他们能够看见。
Therefore, the Lord asked them to go and buy eye salve so that they can see.
所以是怎么样他们可以再重新看见
？How can they see again?
他们要悔改。
They need to repent.
悔改就是他的心思要转向神。
They needed to turn their eyes back to the Lord.
从前他们的心思在主之外。
In the past, their eyes were outside of the Lord.
但当他悔改的时候，他的心思、他的眼睛就盯在主的身上。
But when they repent, their eyes will turn back onto the Lord.
然后他们发觉主，他们虽然是奉主名聚会，但是主却是在门外。
Although they gathered in the name of the Lord, and yet the Lord was outside the door.
所以他必须要开门让主进来。
They need to open the door to invite the Lord to come in.
换句话说，我们的心思、我们的眼睛呢，需要重新转回到主的面前。
In other words, it means that our eyes must be turned back to the Lord.
让他在我们里面有地位。
So that he can have the rightful place in our heart.
让他在我们里面做宝座。
So that he can sit on the throne of our heart.
当我们专心的看着他，高举他的名的时候。
That when we focus, fix our eyes on the Lord and lift up his name.
我们的眼睛就重新被开启。
That our eyes will be enlightened again.
你记得在希伯来书十一章讲到摩西。
Hebrews chapter 11 talks about Moses.
他讲到摩西，他情愿为基督受凌辱，也不愿意享受埃及一切的财物。
It says that Moses, he refused to be called a son of, he rather suffered affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasure of sin.
他情愿为基督受苦，他也不要去享受他最终之乐。
He rather suffered with Christ instead of having enjoying that passing pleasure of sin.
为什么一个人他拣选受苦，他不要去享受
？Why would somebody take affliction rather than enjoyment?
因为他看见了那不能看见的主。
Because he saw the God who is invisible.
所以，如果我们没有看见主。我想每一个人都要拣选那个喜乐这一部分，那最终之乐。
If we don't see the Lord, I'm sure everyone would pay the pleasure of sin.
但当我们看见了那不能看见的主的时候呢，你看我们的选择就不同。
But when we see the invisible God, then our choice will be different.
马太福音第五章告诉我们，清心的人有福了，他们必得见神。
Matthew chapter 5 told us, Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
所以当我们的心清的时候、啊、就是纯洁的时候呢，你看我们看见了神，我们也看清了这些属灵的世界。
So when our hearts are pure, then we can see God and we can see the spiritual world.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们今天对我们周遭所发生的事物要一个正确的判断、啊、我想我们的眼睛需要转到主这里来。
Today, in order to have the right perception of the things that happen around us, we need to fix our eyes back to the Lord.
我们要好像那个鸽子一样，单一的看见主。
We must have the dove eyes to be able to single onto the Lord.
你知道，如果我们现在观看现在的发生的世界，有许多的事情让我们惧怕，让我们战惊。
If we look at the world today, there are many things that would cause us to be fearful.
这里有天灾，也有人祸。
There is a lot of natural disasters and also a lot of evil.
我们看见有地震。
We see earthquakes.
我们看见有饥荒。
We see famine.
我们也看见有瘟疫 swine flu.
We see the swine flu.
而且我们看见战争。
And we see wars.
这些事情都是越来越激烈的发生在我们周遭。
All these things are happening more and more around us.
但如果我们没有看见背后这个世界主在掌权的话呢，我们会害怕。
If we don't see that the Lord is in control of all these things, we'll be scared.
而且在我们周遭，我们发现呢，譬如说像最近发生的这个金融海啸。
For example, we see the financial tsunami.
我们许多人都受到影响。
A lot of people are being affected.
你看，我们的工作可能受到影响。
Your job might be affected.
我们的财务受到影响。
Our finance might be affected.
这些都无形中造成我们很大的压力。
And so it would give us a pressure subconsciously.
甚至人与人中间的关系呢，也有很多的冲突。
And it causes a lot of conflict between relationships.
包括在家庭里面的。
Even within the family.
在工作里面的。
At the workplace.
甚至在弟兄姊妹当中的。
Even among brothers and sisters.
所以如果我们对这个看得见的这个世界没有一个正确的了解的话呢，我们很容易下了一个错误的判断。
If we do not have a clear understanding of this physical world, that will give a wrong perception.
这样的判断呢，有的时候造成你知道很多的误解，而且会造成我们很多的里面的损失。
So this wrong judgment would cause a lot of loss for us.
但是如果我们眼睛是明亮的，是单一的。
But if our eyes are clear and that it is single,
你就发觉原来在我们周遭所发生的这些问题呢，都与我们有关。
Then we will see that all these things that happen around us,
而且呢， 而且呢是为了我们的益处。
It is for our good.
只有当我们的眼目转向主的时候，我们得到光，我们才看清楚这一切。
Only when our eyes are turned to the Lord and that we can see light, that we can see all these things.
因为在我们周遭所发生的事情，从大的到小的都是有意义的。
Because all these things that happen around us, whether big or small, they have a purpose.
因为在我们的身上所发生的事情，没有一件是意外。
Because nothing that happened upon us is an accident.
我们可能出去发生了一个车祸。
So for example, we go out and we got into an accident.
我们可能拿到一张 ticket.
Or maybe we got a ticket.
这样子，这些小的事情对我们来讲，常常觉得是一个意外。
Oftentimes we think that little things like this is an accident.
这样子，我们为什么会这样判断呢？因为我们只看见这个看得见的世界这一部分，我们也看到后面还有一个支配它的那看不见的世界。
We make this kind of judgment because we only saw the physical world. We don't see the invisible world.
这些事情是有积极的目的，就是神在我们身上要得着他要做的工作。
All these things are perfect. Is that God wants to fulfill His work upon us?
为的是要显明，你知道我们里面有许多不对的地方。
In order to expose all that is, all that is not right within us.
神要做工，把这些东西呢拿出来，把它埋葬掉。
God is working so that all these things can be exposed and that they can be buried.
因为每一次当我们来到主的面前的时候呢，我们就发觉，在神的光里面，我们看见里面有许多的败坏。
So therefore, every time when we come before the light of the Lord, we see a lot of filthiness within us.
我们知道里面有很多的骄傲。
We know that there's so much pride within us.
甚至那种属灵的骄傲。
Even the spiritual pride.
我们有嫉妒。
We have envy.
我们有纷争。
We have strife.
我们不懂得爱。
We don't know love.
所以许许多多不对的事情在我们里面。
All these things that are not right are within us.
神怎么样让约伯受了这么多的苦，到最后成就神的美意在他的身上。
So all the sufferings that Job went through in order to perfect it.
今天呢，神也要借着许多我们以为是意外的事情来造就我们。
So today God also wants to use all these things that we think is accident to work in us.
为的是让我们被磨成神儿子的形象。
In order that we will be conformed into the image of Christ.
所以在这个过程当中呢，神要炼净我们。
So through this process, the Lord needs to purify us.
神借着许许多多环境呢，来曝露我们里面那个不对的光景。
Through many things, the Lord wants to expose the wrong condition in our hearts.
要把我们的心带到那个纯洁的地步。
So that we can be refined to be pure.
好让我们能够看见神。
That we can see God.
所以在马拉基书第三章。
Malachi chapter 3.
他特别提到了我们的主。他好像坐在那里，好像什么呢？好像炼尽熬炼银子的人。
So it says in Malachi chapter 3 that the God is like the one who's sitting there refining us as gold.
我们知道你要炼银子，你需要花时间的。
We know that in order to refine silver, it takes time.
而且呢，当你在熬炼的时候呢，你知道很多的杂那个渣滓、那个杂质要被除去的。
And we know that during this process, a lot of impurities have to be removed.
所以，如果我们里面真的有光的话，我们就看见，原来这一切呢，都好像我们的神在坐在那里，在熬炼我们，要把我们的中间的杂质给炼净。
So if we have light, then we would see that it is God who is sitting there trying to refine us of all these impurities.
如果我们愿意配合的话。
If we're willing to cooperate,
你要这种炼净的过程可以缩短。
Then this period can be shorter.
但什么时候我们不懂，我们拒绝的时候呢？结果你就发觉这段时间要花好长的时间。
And any time when we don't understand and we reject it, then this period will be lengthened.
神要把我们带到一个地步，让我们能够在凡事上来认识神。
God wants us to bring us to the point that we would be able to know Him through all things.
在各种事情上。看见后面有神的手。
That through all our circumstances, that we would be able to see God's hand.
所以你不要怕，也许你被人家误会。
So that you would not be afraid, even when people misunderstand you.
因为当这种误会发生在你的身上的时候呢，你看见 在误会的人后面有神的手。
Because we can see that behind these people who misunderstood us, there is God's hand there.
你今天可能拿到一张 ticket.
Today you might have gotten a ticket.
但你必须看见在这 ticket 的后面呢，有神的手。
But you need to see that there is the hand of God behind this ticket.
神要把我们里面所有不对的光景呢，给显出来，然后把它带出来埋葬掉。
Because God wants to expose the wrong position within us in order to bury it.
日到我们看见了，原来在所有的事物的背后呢，在所有人手的背后，有一个看不见的神的手。
So that we can see the invisible hand of God behind all these things that happen around us.
只有当我们看见了在这背后神的手的时候呢，我们来才能够看见神的爱大过这一切的试炼。
So only when we see this invisible hand of God, then we can see that God's love is far greater than all these afflictions.
所以约伯记第七章第十七节十八节讲了一句很好的话。
Chapter 17 verse 17 told us this.
他告诉人算什么，你竟看他为大，把他放在心上，每早检查他，时刻试炼他。
Who is man that you should magnify him, that you should set your heart on him, that you should visit him every morning and test him every moment?
你看人算什么？我们跟个虫一样，但神呢看我们为大。
What is man? We are just like an insect, but and yet God magnifies us.
还把我们放在他的心上。
That he set his heart on us.
每早晨。他来检查我们。
That he visits us every morning.
时刻要试炼我们。
And that he tests us every moment.
这就说到我们的神好像那个炼尽银子的人。
It's like the person who is refining silver.
他爱我们，他要把我们炼尽。
Because he loves us and he wants to refine us.
为的就是让我们能够。在他被磨成神儿子的形象。
In order that we may be conformed into the image of Christ.
能满了他的荣耀。
That we can show what is glory.
能够与他一同掌权。
That we can reign with him.
所以你看见这是神的爱。
This is God's love.
要明白这一切呢，就跟我们的眼睛非常重要。
In order to understand all this, we need to be able to see.
我们知道雅各书是。非常宝贵的一卷书，我们刚刚提过。
As we said earlier, the Song of Solomon is a very important book.
他把我们一生基督徒的经历就描写在这一本书里面。
Because the entire experience of a Christian walk is recorded in this book.
那很奇妙，就这卷书呢，讲到七次讲到眼睛。
And amazingly, in this book, it mentioned the eyes 7 times.
你记不记得在启示录讲到？在神的宝座当中呢，有羔羊站立，像是刚刚被杀过的。
And we saw in the book of Revelation that there was the Lamb upon the throne, and it was the Lamb that was slain.
他有七角、七眼，就是神的七灵。
And he has 7 horns and 7 eyes, which is the Spirit of God.
而且在旧约撒加利亚书第三章也讲到类似的话。
And in the Old Testament, Zechariah also says something similar to this.
他讲了有一块石头有七个眼。
It says that there was this rock that has 7 eyes.
所以眼睛是代表你知道那个智慧。
The eye speaks of wisdom.
代表那个聪明。
It speaks of being smart.
代表神的灵。
It speaks of God's spirit.
所以呢，他这边特别讲了这个圣灵那个完全的工作，用七灵七眼来代替。
And so the complete work of God is being represented by 7 eyes and 7 spirits.
那基督徒的一生的经历呢，在雅各书里面也提到了这七眼。
And in the experience of our Christian walk, Saul mentioned about the 7 eyes also.
所以第一处提到眼睛，我们刚所读的雅各书第一章的第十五节。
And so the first time when it was mentioned was what we read earlier, chapter 1, verse 15.
提到了鸽子眼。
It spoke of the dove's eyes.
只有我们眼睛，我专一在主的身上呢，主就看见，即使我们不完全，但主看是美丽的。
Only when our eyes are fixed on the Lord, Even though we are imperfect, and yet the Lord thinks that it's beautiful.
当我们眼睛专注在主的身上的时候呢，我们属灵的路就走直了。
When our eyes are singled on the Lord, then our path is straight.
让我们看见呢，所有的事物原来背后都有神的手。
That we can see that all the things that happen around us, there's God's hands behind.
为的是要造就我们。
In order to benefit us.
为要把我们炼净。
So that we can be refined.
然后你就看见接下来他 几次提到、啊、好几次都提到鸽子眼
and then following that we saw many times they mentioned also the dove's eyes
有时候提到鸽子眼是在帕子里面在帕子
sometimes it speaks of the dove's eyes within the veil
没有、yeah. 而且呢他提到主而且提到主的眼睛他讲到是鸽子眼呢但是是 在溪水旁
it also speaks of the wood's eyes and it speaks of the eyes by the stream
也是鸽子眼在溪水旁。
It's still speaking on the dove side, but it's by the stream.
所以你就发觉了，原来他专注于主的那个眼睛、那个眼光呢，是一直在进步的。
And so we see that this eye that's fixed on the Lord is progressing.
就是如果我们的眼睛一直这样专注在主的身上，你发觉到最后，他带领我们到什么样的一个地步呢？
So if we continue to fix our eyes on the Lord, where does it bring us in the end?
就在雅各书最后一章第八章所讲的。
We can see that in Song of Solomon chapter 8, the last chapter of the book.
就是第八章的第十节后半段。
We can read from verse 10, the latter part of verse 10.
他那时我在他眼中像得平安的人。
Then I became in his eyes as one who found peace.
换句话说，他被带领他生命成长到一个地步呢现在他在主的眼中他满了平安满了安息
and because he has been fixing his eyes in the Lord so that in the Lord he would be able to be found peace and full of rest
到了这样的光景你就发现、哦、不管在你周遭发生了什么样的事情你在主的眼中是平安的是安息的
and if you are in this condition then no matter what's happening around youYou would be able to have peace and rest in the Lord.
我们的主是平安的王。
Because our Lord, He is the Prince of Peace.
他要把我们带到那个平安的境界。
He wants to bring us into peace.
好像平安的后，平安的王后。
It's like the Queen of Peace.
这是需要把我们带到的地步。
This is where He wants to lead us.
但是弟兄姊妹，怎么样能够被带到这样的地步呢
？But how can that happen to us?
我们就看见。倒数第二个，就第六个眼睛是在哪里发生？是在第七章，就是雅各书第七章。
Then we need to look at the second last eye that we see, and that happened in chapter 7.
在中间的这一段。
In the middle of this chapter.
他讲到这个驴子，他说：“你的眼目呢，像西十本巴特拉并门旁的水池。第七章第四节的中间。
In the middle of chapter 7, verse 4, we see that it says, Your eyes are like the pool in Heshbon, by the gate of Beth Rabbah.
弟兄姊妹，这是什么意思？
What does this mean?
我们知道西十本、啊、是以色列的一个仇敌的，叫亚玛利人，他的京城。
We know that Heshbon was the fortress of the Amorites.
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 所以西十本是一个敌人的那个京城。
It was the fortress of the enemies.
那现在呢？它是在它的门旁有个水池。
And yet there were pools in Heshbon.
我们知道一个城的城门啊，是代表它权柄的地方。
We know that a city, the gates of the city, talks of its authority.
所以如果一个城门门口被你占据了，那个这个城市就属于你的。
So if you can gain power over this gate, then the city belongs to you.
现在圣灵用什么样来形容这个他的眼睛呢？他说：“你的眼目呢，就好像西十本巴特拉便门旁的水池。”
So what does the Holy Spirit say here? It says that your eyes like the pools in Heshbon by the gates of Beth Rabbah.
换句话说，他现在的眼目呢，是在敌人的境界里面。
In another word, that means that your eyesight is now in the realm of the enemy.
但是呢，他在这个地方有权柄。
And yet there is authority in this place.
他的眼睛像什么？像水池。
What does your eyes look like now? It looks like pools.
水池是说到了什么呢？非常的安静，非常的祥和，平静。
Pool speaks of peace.
它不像泉水，或者像瀑布这样子，满了那种动力。
It's not like a river or falls that has a lot of movement.
但是水池呢，它是这样的宁静，所以它说反照出来的乃是天上的情形。
The pool speaks of peacefulness and it reflects the heavenly realm.
所以接着你就看见了这个的眼睛被带到了成熟的地步，生命成熟的地步的时候呢，它能够在仇敌的领域里面呢，安详的反映天上的光景。
And so this eye has been brought into the maturity that even in
在仇敌的警戒里面，它能够反映天的情形。
Even when you're in the realm of the enemy, that you can reflect the heavenly condition.
弟兄姊妹，我想我们可以举一个例子来看，在圣经里面提到的一个人他所遭遇的事情，就像这样的情形。
So let's take a look at an example in the Bible. There is one person in the Bible that goes through something similar to this.
就是列王记下第六章所提到的以利沙。
Let's take a look at 2 Kings chapter 6, Elisha.
那时候以色列跟亚兰他们正在征战。
Back then, Israelites and Aram were having a war.
所以呢，他们的敌人亚兰王呢，他就打算在某一个地方躲起来安营，要来抓这个以色列王。
And so the king of Aram was trying to hide in order to capture and attack the Israelites.
可是呢，以利沙在家里面，他在屋子里面呢，他派人去告诉王，以色列王说，你不要经过这个地方，你经过的话会有危险。
And yet, Elisha, he was at his house, but he knew what's been happening. He sent somebody to the king and told him not to send people by that path because they will be in danger.
所以每一次这个亚兰王呢，他的计谋都被以利沙给破坏了。
So every time, when the king of Aram planned something, it would always be, it would never work out because of Elisha.
所以他非常的惊讶，他觉得这里面大概有内奸，把他的消息给泄露出去了。
So he was very amazing. He thought that maybe there was a spy that told what he was going to do.
但是他里面的人告诉他说，不是的，是因为有一个神人以利沙，把王在卧室里面所讲的话呢，都听到了，然后告诉了以色列王。
And yet the people told him that that's not true because there is a man of God.That even the words that the king said within his own bedroom, that he was able to know, and then he told the people.
所以这个亚兰王就派了很多的兵啊，军兵呢，就把以利沙的那个城给围起来了。
And so therefore, the king of Aram sent a lot of soldiers to put the Elisha's city in siege.
所以以利沙的仆人早上一起来一看，哇，满山都是敌人的军队，所以他就害怕了。
Therefore, the servants got up in the morning and saw that the entire mountain was full of the enemy, and he was scared.
但是很奇妙的就是以利沙，他说不要惧怕。
The amazingly, Elisha said, "Do not be afraid."
与我们同在的比与他们同在的更多。
Because those who are with us is far greater than those who are with them.
弟兄姊妹，你看见没有？这个仇敌在他四围。
Brothers and sisters, do you see that the enemies were surrounding them?
但你看以利沙的眼目，
But the eyes of Elisha,
就好像水池一样。
It's like the pool.
他所反映的乃是天上真实的光景。
What he saw was the real heavenly condition.
为什么？因为他看见了与我们同在的比与他们同在的更多。
Why? Because he saw that those who were with them was far greater in number than those who were with the enemy.
所以他就祷告神，求神开那个少年在他仆人的眼睛，使他能看见。
So therefore, Elisha prayed that the Lord might open the eyes of the servant, that he might be able to see.
结果这个仆人呢，就看见满山有火车火马围绕以利沙。
So therefore, the servant saw that the entire mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha.
所以第二个，以利沙不仅看见主，也看见了主的圣。
Brothers and sisters, not only does Elisha saw the Lord, but he saw the Lord's victory.
他不仅看见周围的环境的恶劣，他也看见主坐在宝座上。
He not only saw the fierceness of the circumstances around him, but he also saw that the Lord is upon the throne.
他不需要出去，他在房子里祷告，就能掌管、流转这一切的事物。
He did not even need to step out of his house. He just stayed within there and he prayed, and then he can turn the entire situation around.
这个就是我们刚才所读到的，他的眼睛呢，好像西斯本帕特拉病门旁的水池。
This is like what we just read, that his eyes are like pools of Heshbon.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们的眼目能够常常在主的身上，主把我们带到的光景，就是在他眼中是一个平安的人。
So brothers and sisters, if our eyes are always fixed on the Lord, then he would bring us to the state that we would always be in peace.
虽然周围满了仇敌，
although enemies are surrounding us,
但是火车火马可以围绕着我们。
And yet there will be horses and chariots of fire surround us also.
与我们同在的比与他们同在还多。
That the ones who are with us is far greater in number than those who are with the enemy.
但弟兄姊妹，这个功课是一步一步在学的。
But this lesson, it's a step-by-step process.
所以我们今天要很快的来看这七个眼睛。
So today we want to quickly look at the seven eyes.
刚才我们已经读到了第一处，就是雅歌第一章。
We read the first one, which is in Song of Songs chapter 1.
现在我们来看第四章，就第二次提到了。
Let's take a look at chapter 4. It's the second time that the eyes are mentioned.
第四章第一节。
Chapter 4, verse 1.
他说，我的佳偶，你甚美丽，你甚美丽，你的眼在帕子内，好像鸽子一样。
Behold, you are fair, my love. Behold, you are fair. You have dark eyes behind your veil.
OK, 在前面刚开始的时候，我们看一下，他的眼像鸽子眼，但到了这里呢，他的眼睛像鸽子眼，但是在帕子内。
Earlier we read that the eyes were like dove eyes, but here we read that her eyes are dove eyes behind the veil.
我们知道，当我们的眼睛一直在定在主的身上的时候呢，我们的确可以明白许许多多的事情。
So we see that as our eyes are fixed upon the Lord, that we can come to understand many things.
但是同时，我们有个危机。
But at the same time, there is this danger.
就是我们因着看见，所以我们就有骄傲。
Because of what we saw, we become prideful.
因为我们比别人看得更多。
Because we think that we see more than others.
我们有个试探，就是当我们看见了以后，我们想要显扬。
And so there's the temptation that because we know, we want to show it to others.
但是随着生命，主的生命在我们里面成长的缘故呢，就发现他到了这个时候，他的眼睛是在帕子内。
But because of the growth of this life that's within us, that this eye.Behind the veil.
换句话，他虽然有看见，但是他有谦卑。
That although she was able to see the vision, but there is humility.
虽然他有看见呢，但他不显扬。
Although there is understanding, but he does not manifest it.
虽然他有看见呢，他盼望这个保留在他跟主中间就好。
That although there is this understanding, that she wants this to be just between her and the Lord.
他要得着的不是人的称赞。
Because what she wants is not the praise of man.
本来是要得着主的喜悦。
But the praise of God.
所以这时候主称赞他，你的眼，你我的佳偶，你甚美丽，你甚美丽，你的眼在帕子内好像鸽子眼。
So the Lord praised her there that you are fair, my love, that you have dark eyes behind your veil.
不仅如此，我们接下来看第四章第七节和第九节，还有另一次提到眼睛。
Not only that, but in chapter 4, verse 9, also talks about.
他说：“我妹子，我心腹，你夺了我的心，你用眼一看，用你项上的一条金链就夺了我的心。”
You have ravished my heart, my sister and my spouse. You have ravished my heart with one look of your eyes, with one link of your necklace.
在这里，我们看见主对他有一个呼召。
We see here there's a calling from the Lord.
我们知道在第四章是讲到主呼召他，是一个升天的呼召。
We see that in chapter 4 it's the calling of the Lord to rise to heaven.
他没有说话，但是他顺服了。
She did not say anything, but she submitted.
他用眼睛示意，结果呢，他用眼一看， 主的心就被他夺去了。
She just used her eyes to answer, and with one look, the Lord's heart was taken.
所以在这里你看见到了第四章的时候，两次提到眼睛。
So here we see in chapter 4, eyes were mentioned twice.
他现在有了属灵的眼光。
Now he has spiritual eyesight here.
但是他现在呢，是在谦卑的里面。
And yet she lives in humility.
他是在隐藏的里面。
She lives a hidden life.
他也同时呢。更绝对的顺服。
And there is this unconditional submission.
这就让我们想到了，当以利沙蒙召的时候，他的光景就像这样的光景。
So we saw that Elisha was called, he was in this condition.
我们知道，根据列王记上十九章十九节一直到末了。
We know that First Kings chapter 19, verse 19, all the way to the end.
那时候。神对以利亚就是以利沙的师父以利亚说你去膏以利沙做先知
We know that God told Elijah who is the master of Elisha to go and anoint Elisha
当时的以色列有许多的人
Back then there were many people in the land of Israel
神单单的选上了以利沙是有原因的
God only chose Elisha for a reason
神叫以利亚去膏他的时候呢，他正在做事情。
When God told Elijah to go and anoint Elisha, he was doing something.
他在那里耕地。
He was plowing.
从我们人来看，一点都不属灵。
We see it from human viewpoint that this is not a spiritual.
这只是一个很普通的工作。
This was an ordinary work.
但他做事的时候，他跟别人不太一样。
But when he was working, it was different from other people.
他有前面有十二头十二对牛。
He had 12 yoke of oxen before him.
在他前面自己呢是赶着第十二对。
And he was with the 12.
所以你看见他做事虽然是做最普通的事呢但是他做得非常认真。
So although he was doing the most ordinary work, but he was serious.
这是一个他的特点。
So this is the characteristic.
然后当以利亚把那个外衣搭在他的身上的时候呢
And when Elijah threw the mantle on him,
他马上就去跟他父母辞别然后就跟以利沙走了
Immediately he left to say goodbye to his parents and he followed Elijah. Elijah
从这里我们看见以利沙有个特点
We see a characteristic of Elijah here
他隐藏在神的面前
He lived a hidden life before God
他关心神家的事物
He cared about God's house.
他随时预备好等候神的呼召。
He was always ready for the call of God.
所以当呼召来的时候呢，他马上放下他的工作，就跟着去了。
So when the Lord called him, immediately he put down his work and he followed.
今天很多的时候，我们是没有预备好。
Today, oftentimes we are not ready.
但在这里你看有一个人他一直是活在神的面前
But here we see a man who always lived before the Lord
好像他整个生活跟工作呢就等着有一天如果神呼召他他就马上就跟上去
So with his entire life even in his work that he was always ready that the one called him that he would follow him
所以你看在这里有一个人他实在是抓住了神的心
So we see somebody who has indeed captured the heart of God
但另外一方面他不因为他有心要为着神做事，所以他就没有等候神的呼召。
And so not because he will also see that not because of his heart that wants to serve God, but he waited for God's call.
所以当神没有呼召他的时候呢，他就认真在做他手上该做的事。
So before the Lord called him, he was faithful in doing his ordinary work.
他在这样子最小的工作上面呢。他在服侍主。
That he served the Lord in the small matter that he's working on.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们可能被呼召出来做事情。
So brothers and sisters, the Lord might have called us out to work.
但我们也可能没有呼召，但是我们在我们所经营的事物上，我们仍然可以服侍主。
And maybe the Lord did not call us, but no matter what we're doing on earth, that we can still serve the Lord.
因为如果我们在小事上忠心呢，他才能够把大事交给我们。
Because only when we are faithful in small things that the Lord will entrust us with greater things.
你看见以利沙就好像呢，他是鸽子眼，但他在怕着泪。
So we saw Elisha, that he has self-sight, but they are behind the veil.
他活在神的面前。
That he lives before God.
他谦卑在神的面前。
He was humble before God.
他隐藏在神的面前。
He hid before God.
人不认识他。
Nobody knew him.
甚至以利亚也不认识他。
Elisha did not even know him.
只有神认识他。
Only God knew him.
可当呼召来的时候，他马上顺服。
But when the call came immediately, he obeyed.
他好像说。你用眼一看就夺了我的心，这是神的话。
God's word said that he uses eyes to see and immediately the heart is captured.
所以我们感谢主，你看在以利沙的身上，我们就看见生命成长的过程。
So we saw through the life of Elisha, we see the growth in the spiritual life.
这就是为什么神能够用他的原因。
This is why God can use him.
好，在这一切的过程里面呢，他看见了主的眼。
So in this process, he saw the eyes of God.
前面所提到三处都是讲到这个女子，她在跟随主的这条路上呢，主形容她的眼睛。
So the first three times we saw the eyes of the woman, the one who was following the Lord.
所以非常的重要，就是说，不仅仅主看到她的眼，她也看到主的眼。
So not only that she saw the Lord's eye, oh, not only that the Lord saw her eyes, but she also saw the Lord's eye.
这是记载在第五章
Chapter 5 of Psalms
第十二节
Verse 12
他怎么形容主的眼
How does she describe his eye?
他所形容的是他所经历的
What she describes here is what she experienced
他说主的眼呢他的眼好像溪水旁的鸽子眼
His eyes are like doves by the rivers of waters
用来洗净安的河室
Washed with milk and fittingly fed.
换句话说，现在主的眼不但是像鸽子眼，而且是像溪水旁的鸽子眼。
In other words, not only the eyes are like dove eyes, but they are like dove by the rivers of waters.
我们的溪水是说出了那个生命的澎湃，而讲了生命的新鲜。
And we know the rivers talks about the lightness of this life.
而且呢，它是安的合适。
And that it is simply set.
换句话说，它是有功能的。
So therefore, we this is it has its function.
是用来洗净的。
It's washed with milk.
我们的奶是为了供应人的。
Milk is so that we can supply others.
换句话说，在他当他的一生在跟随主的时候呢，他回顾他从前所经历的主，他发觉主的眼睛呢是蛮有生命。蛮有功能，为的是要供应他。
So in his entire life of following the Lord, she saw that the Lord is that his life can supply all her needs.
如果他不是因为主一直在供应他，他没有办法走这条路。
If it's not because the Lord has been supplying her, she would not be able to walk this path.
所以他就明白，就好像诗篇三十三篇十八节所讲的话。
So she understands that this is like Psalms chapter 33 verse 8 says.
18.
Verse 18 says.
他怎么说呢？他说耶和华的眼目看顾敬畏他并仰望他慈爱的人。
It says that the eyes of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his mercy.
这是他的经历。
This is his experience.
原来耶和华的眼目一直在看顾那些敬畏他。而且仰望他慈爱。
The eyes of the Lord is on those who fear him and on those who hope in his mercy.
他能够跟随主，他能够爱主，一直都是主在那里扶持供应他。
In order for him to follow the Lord and to love the Lord, it's all because the Lord has been there to support him.
而且在历代之下十六章九节给我们看见。
We also see in Second Chronicles.
十六章九节。
Chapter 16, verse 9.
耶和华的眼目遍察全地，要显大能，帮助向他心存诚实的人。
For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him.
我们的主在地上一直在寻找人。
The Lord continuously looks for man on earth.
我们的主是有大能的。
The Lord is full of power.
但是他在寻找人。
But he's searching for people.
他寻找人呢，是全心向着他。
He's looking for people whose heart is completely toward him.
他要显出他那个大能来帮助这个人。
that the Lord can show himself strong on behalf of these people.
所以当这个人到了这个经历的时候，他回想到主的眼睛，他能够称赞说他的眼如溪水旁的鸽子眼，用来洗净安得合适。
So as he reflects upon his experience, he would be able to say that the Lord's eyes are like doves by the rivers of water washed with milk and fitly fat.
好，我们现在来看第五处提到眼睛的地方。
Let's take a look at the fifth place that talks about eyes.
就是第六章的第五节。
Verse 5 of chapter 6.
他说求你调转眼目，这是主讲的啊。求你调转眼目不看我，因你的眼目使我惊乱。
The Lord says here, turn your eyes away from me, for they have overcome me.
换句话，他的眼睛一直是盯着主，主好像在那里拒绝他，说你不要，你调转眼，不要再看我了，因为你的眼睛呢，使我惊乱，意思说你的眼睛胜过了我。
So in another word, saying that her eyes was constantly focused on the Lord, but the Lord said, you need to turn your eyes away from me, because they have overwhelmed me.
我们要当你跟随主的时候，的确好像主在那里说：“你不要再跟随，你不要再看。”
It's like when we follow the Lord, the Lord is just saying to us, "Do not follow anymore. Don't keep your eyes here anymore."
为什么呢？因为这个眼睛，这里所这个眼睛所带出来的爱，显出爱的坚强，爱的得胜。
Because this eye spoke of the love and it speaks of how strong this love is.
你记得在路德记第一章就有同样的话。
In the book of Ruth, chapter 1, we see similar words.
我们知道路德她回来的时候是跟着她婆婆回来的。
We know that when Ruth returned, she went back with her mother-in-law.
我们知道她的婆婆所预表来是圣灵。
And we know that her mother-in-law speaks of the Holy Spirit.
所以那里呢，她的婆婆拿尔米呢就一直劝她说，不要跟着我，你留下来，你留下来。
And so Naomi was telling her not to follow her.
但是路德记第一章十八节，十六节那边讲得很好。
But Ruth chapter 1 verse 18 says it well.
十六节。
Verse 16 says it well.
路德说：“不要催我回去，不跟随你。你往哪里去，我也往哪里去。你在哪里住宿，我也在哪里住宿。你的国就是我的国，你的神就是我的神。”十七节，你在哪里死？我也在哪里死，也葬在哪里，除非死能使你我相离，不然愿耶和华重重的刑罚于我。
But Ruth said, Do not urge me to leave you or turn back from following you. For where you go, I will go, and where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried.Thus may the Lord do to me and work, if anything but that parts me from you.
弟兄姊妹，这是什么？这是爱的得胜。
What is this? This is the victory of love.
这是爱的坚强。
This is how strong the love is.
这样的爱呢，显露在他的眼目当中。
And this kind of love was being revealed in the eye.
这就好像主所说的，求你调转你的眼目，不要看我，因为你的美呢，因为你的眼目使我惊乱，胜过了我。
It's like what the Lord says here. Turn your eyes away from me, for they have overcome me.
伊丽莎有同样的经历。
And Elisha also a similar experience.
记得在列王记下第二章。
In Second Kings chapter 2.
你记得当时以利亚要升天。
And we know that Elisha was going to be raptured.
那伊利亚对伊丽莎说什么呢？
What did he say to Elisha?
那时候他们都是在计价。
And They were all
那以利亚就对以利沙说：“耶和华差我往伯特利去，你可以在这里等候。”
So Elijah said to Elisha, "Stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me on to Bethel."
意思就是说你不要跟我了。
In another words, he said, "Do not follow me."
请你调转你的眼目。
Please turn your eyes away.
但以利沙说什么呢？我指着永生的耶和华，又敢在你面前起誓，我必不离开你。
But what did Elisha say?Elisha said, "As the Lord lives and as your soul lives, I will not leave you."
所以你看，以利沙的话跟路德的话很像。
And we see that Elisha's words are similar to Ruth's.
也就是我们刚才读的雅歌第六章所讲的光景。
Just like what we read in the book of Song of Songs, chapter 6.
而且你看见在列王记下第二章呢，他第二节、第四节、第六节重复的讲了这个话，讲了三次。
And we saw from 2 Kings, chapter 2, the first two, verse 4 and verse 6, repeatedly mentioned the same thing over three times here.
他都说，我指着永生的耶和华，又敢在你面前起誓，我必不离开你。
And keep on saying that as the Lord lives and as your soul lives, I will not leave you.
所以以利沙就一直跟着以利亚到他升天。
So Elisha kept on following Elijah until he was raptured.
到了第十二节，我们看见，我们就看见了，当以利亚升天的时候，以利沙看见了，就呼叫说：“我父啊，我父啊，以色列的战车马兵啊！”
And so verse 12 he saw.Elisha saw it, and he cried out, My father, my father, the chariot of Israel and his horsemen.
现在我们就懂得为什么当亚兰王的军队围绕他的时候他不害怕的原因。
And so we saw the secret of why when the army of the Aram was surrounding him, he was not afraid.
因为他早在以利亚升天的时候呢就看见了火车火马。
Because when Elijah was raptured, he already saw the horses and chariots of fire.
我们知道以利亚是预表我们主升天的。
We know that Elijah was raptured to heaven with the Lord.
以利沙已经看见了主是他的火车火马。
And Elisha already saw that the Lord was his horses and chariots of fire.
所以接下来到了雅各书第七章呢，他就能够提到怎么样他。当他被敌人围困的时候，他能够平静像水池。
So therefore, we were able to see in chapter 7 that when he was surrounded by the enemy, that he could be like cool in Heshbon.
当敌人围着他的时候呢，他能够说与我们同在的比与他们更多。
So when the enemy surrounded them, they were able to say that the ones who are with us is far greater in number than the ones who are with the enemy.
因为他早已看到过了火车火马。
Because he had already seen the horses and chariots of fire.
最后我们来看列王记下十三章一段，我们就结束了。
Lastly was the second king chapter 13.
在十四节。
Verse 14.
那时候以利沙得了必死的病，以色列王约阿斯下来看他，伏在他脸上哭泣说：“我父啊，我父啊！”以色列的战车马兵呢
？Elisha became sick with the illness of which he was died. Then Joash, the king of Israel, came down to him and wept over his face and said, "Oh, my father, my father, the chariots of Israel and their horsemen."
在这里我们看见，不但以利沙看见过火车火马，到后来他自己成了火车火马。
So here we see that not only Elisha was able to see the chariots and horses of fire.But that he became the chariots and horses.
所以他后最后的光景是什么呢？他在主的眼中好像得平安的人。
So therefore, the final state that he had before the Lord was that he was, his eyes were in peace.
盼我们的眼睛也能够好像鸽子一样一直的跟随主。
That our eyes will be like dove's eyes to keep on following the Lord.
不管我们周遭发生了什么事，我们在主的眼中。都得了平安，都得了安息。
That regardless of our circumstances, that we would be able to experience peace and rest in the Lord.
我们低头一些祷告。
Let's pray.